Hello, and welcome to the Sunnydale Diaries, a podcast where I, Sean, along with my friend Melanie,
Hello.
are watching and discussing every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and how the themes of each episode relate to our lives.
Every single episode.
We are doing every single one, and we are, I think we're about halfway through season two now.
Yep.
I was looking at the episode list to see what else we have coming.
Yeah.
And we got like two more that are interesting.
Yeah.
But then beyond that, I love every other episode of season
You
two.
heard it here. You guys heard that.
Every
Every
other.
single episode. All
Yes.
right.
And there's some varied
It's big
storylines and
talk.
some,
All right.
yeah.
Okay.
But before we get into our discussion topic, we need to talk about our diorama contest.
What's it called?
It is called the Sunnydale Shoebox Spectacular Season 1 and 2 Diorama Derby.
You need to say that more excitedly. Like a game show host.
Congratulations! You've been selected to participate in the Sunnydale Shoebox Spectacular Season 1 and 2 Diorama Derby.
Da 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 da.
Now that I will record and play over and over.
Awesome.
All right, so tell us about it, Melanie.
Okay, so this is a contest where you, our fine listeners, get to create your own Buffy-themed diorama, shoebox diorama. We have the rules posted on our website, thesunnydalediaries.com. Basically, you just need to get a shoebox and you need to build a diorama inside of it. And it needs to be Buffy the Vampire themed. And it needs to be something from episode, the first season or second season.
Yep, any episode within one of
Any
those two
episode,
seasons.
because we don't want to spoil for Melanie.
Exactly.
All right. And let's see, what is our deadline? Must be received to us by May 31st at midnight. You're very specific about that,
Eastern time.
Sean. Oh, Eastern time, sorry. And you can send that to us via email if you want to send us a video, photos, whatever you want. That's great. We will announce the winners by June 15th, 2024. And there's a prize, and we don't know what it is yet, but it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be Buffy themed.
And they will can send those entries to the sunnydalediaries@gmail.com.
There you go.
Did you say that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I said a
You
lot.
did say a lot. So yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So that's our housekeeping. So let's get into this. So we are going to talk about season 2, episode 10, What's My Line, part 2. We're resuming from the cliffhanger of part 1. What I wanted to talk about, because there's a lot of Kendra in this episode and
Yes.
her awesome accent.
Yes.
I did read some of the trivia on IMDb about this, and the actress, I don't remember her name, but the
Yeah,
actress
that's
that plays,
awesome.
yeah, that plays Kendra, didn't know she was going to have an accent until the last minute. And they said, "How about Jamaican?"
Huh.
And she said, and I agree with her, that if she had used a correct Jamaican patois, that we wouldn't have understood a lot of what she said
Yeah.
because it's a very heavy accent. So I thought that was interesting. So she had to like pull it back and make it the awful accent that it is. Anyway, I wanted to know if you've ever been to the Caribbean, especially Jamaica, and have you spoken with actual Jamaicans in your life? Have you experienced that patois?
So I have been to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
You know, I have been on a few cruises in my life,
Yeah.
and most of them leave from Florida, and
Yes.
most cruises that leave from Florida stop somewhere in the Caribbean.
Yes.
Definitely have had one of those did stop at Jamaica, Montego Bay.
Yeah.
I did a floating down the river in an inner tube kind of excursion.
Yeah.
And our like tour guide was Jamaican.
Yeah.
Did not sound like Kendra.
No.
No.
I bet not a lot of Jamaicans sound like Kendra.
Yeah. It's such an interesting choice. I'm not blaming her. It was last minute. But did she even really need an accent?
I don't think she needed the accent.
Like, why
Did
couldn't
she really need to travel in a cargo hold?
No. Like, why
Did
couldn't she
she?
just come from, I don't know, Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Toronto.
Yeah. I like it.
It's like, I'm here to talk to you about the vampires. Hey, come on.
Did you enjoy Jamaica?
I did enjoy Jamaica. Yeah, that was a good one. I feel like all the ones that involve like some kind of water sports are enjoyable.
Yeah.
I could completely take us on a tangent right now and talk about cruise excursions.
Let's do it.
All right. What's your favorite
We're
one?
all about tangents here.
What's your favorite one
My favorite excursion?
that you've done? Yeah.
I don't know. We did, when we went to Jamaica, we did an excursion where we walked up the big waterfall, Duns River Falls. And I don't know if that was my favorite. It was beautiful. My husband at the time was like, we're not going to buy the cruise ship excursion. And I read somewhere online that there's guides, we could just get a guide there. And so we found this dude just, and this guy, we paid him some cash and he was going to lead us up the waterfall. He took us so fast up that waterfall. I thought I was going to die. It was so scary. Oh my gosh. But it was beautiful. I enjoyed, we did some dolphin things, like swim with the dolphins. That was fun. We did one thing in, I think in the Cayman Islands, where we got to ride on these. They were like bigger than jet skis, but they were kind of like jet skis. And it was terrifying but exhilarating. That was really fun. And what else have we done? I don't know. I've been on a bunch of cruises and they're all great. I had a great time on all of them. We did the Segway tour in the Bahamas once. That was kind of fun. Have you ever ridden a Segway?
Not a Segway. I did an ATV tour in Puerto
Oh
Rico.
yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I would like it. Actually, I was a little nervous because it was just me going by myself. Like,
Yeah.
I didn't have somebody with me because
Yeah.
husband didn't go. But once I started going, it's kind of like when we went zip lining. The minute we took off,
Yeah, it was
I
great.
loved it.
Yeah.
So it's just that anticipation.
We in Puerto Rico, we went to a flamenco guitar concert show and they had dancers, and my husband at the time, who had severe social anxiety, got picked
Oh
to go
no.
up on the stage with the dancers, and they put a coconut bra on him and had him dance up there on the stage. It
Wow.
was amazing. It was amazing. And unfortunately, my phone battery died just as he was walking up to the stage. I was so bummed, but lives in my memory.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
Damn.
good times. I like Caribbean cruises.
I've never had a issue with them. For me, it's gotta be like 7 days or less. Like, I feel like 5 days is the perfect amount of time for a cruise. I feel if it's more than that, like you start getting like, I want to get off the ship. Too many people, like it just starts getting to you. But I think 5 days is the perfect
We are
amount.
lucky in where we live that there's a lot of cruises that go out of Tampa, Port of Tampa, and so we can choose. There are lots of options.
And just drive half an hour and you're there.
So yeah, I think I've done the Western, the Eastern, the, I don't
I
know
haven't done
how many they
Southern.
have. No, I think I've done Southern. Yeah. Good times. Yeah, when we were in Jamaica, we did we got accosted by some guys in the parking lot on our way to the waterfalls, and they wanted to give us some free necklaces. Free, they're free. It's a gift. Welcome to Jamaica.
You didn't take them, right?
Until Yes, of course I took one.
Oh,
And then he tried to get $20 from me, and I don't remember if we gave him the $20 or if we just gave him back the necklace.
no.
It was a life lesson.
When you mentioned about an excursion through like a private company, I don't know if you've seen on TikTok, this couple, older couple, they on a cruise in Africa. And they went on their own private tour thing, missed the
This
boat.
is just recent.
It was like in the past
Are they
week.
the ones that posted the video about
How they should have
on
waited
Good
for
Morning
them.
America or something? Insane. Insane.
It's just like a plane or a train, it leaves at a
We
time.
understand they have rules, but they were too stringent with the rules. It's like there's a whole ship of people that made it on time. I know. I see a lot of TikToks about that, pier runners. There's always somebody.
I don't think you and I would ever have to worry
We'd
about
be back
that.
early.
Exactly.
I know. The last few cruises I've been on have just been the quick weekend Cozumel cruises, and there's not that much to do, So it's like you go get off of the boat, you go do like a drink somewhere, and then you're like, all right, I'm just gonna go sit in the lounge chair now.
I did one cruise. I think it was in Belize. It was like a bus ride, which that wasn't the best because Belize is unfortunately like just not doing well
Yeah.
economically. So, But it was a bus ride through the country, then walk through caves.
Oh.
Bats and stuff.
Oh.
That was pretty cool. And then it was like a speedboat ride back to the ship. So it was like almost like three parts.
Oh, yeah.
So that was my favorite one, I think.
We did a catamaran cruise somewhere we went. I don't even remember where it was. And it was like, you know, advertised as you take this catamaran cruise around, then they stop somewhere and you get to swim around, but they're like a free meal and drinks. And the free meal was like a sandwich. And then they brought out like this rum punch in a Tupperware pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, this does not seem sanitary. I don't know.
Once my husband and I, we were on a cruise, and I don't remember what the actual excursion was, but on the bus, they just kept passing out the rum punch.
Oh.
And I was on the bus seat that faced the aisle. So every time I was talking and like my head would be turned, they would just come around with the bottle.
Refill?
Just rum.
Oh, at that point. Oh, man.
So, yeah, I got sick out the bus window.
Oh, no.
You know? But then went back to the ship, napped for an hour, and I was ready to go.
You crazy. Well, you must have been younger.
Oh, yeah. Like, that was like our 9th anniversary. So, yeah, I was like 28, 29.
Oh, yeah. Sure. That's puke and rally right there.
Yeah. That was a fun one.
Yeah. I will say the best excursion I've been on wasn't a Caribbean cruise. It was Alaska. Mm. And we took a helicopter ride up to the top of a glacier. Mm. And we got to get out and walk around on the glacier. And then they had like a big crevasse, and there was a river rushing through the crevasse. Mm-hmm. And if people were brave enough, they got to like reach down and take some water out of the crevasse and drink the water. I didn't. All I could envision was me dropping into that crevasse. It was like 20 feet down or something. My mother, who at the time was probably, well, she's probably my age, in her 50s. Maybe late 50s. She reached out there. And it was like this guy, the guide, he would like hold one of your hands while you reached down into this crevasse to scoop up some water. I was like, who's this dude? You're going to put your life in that dude's hand. I know. But it was amazing. It was beautiful.
Mm. Our friend Bev recently did an Antarctic cruise.
Oh, man.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
You can't like stop and get off, but right. Just going by.
I imagine that was amazing.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Someday.
Plus, you get to go through all those South American ports, right? Mm-hmm. Did she stop it a lot? Yeah, some of my mom's friends did that cruise. They loved it too. That would be pretty amazing.
I didn't even know that was a thing until she told me about it.
I feel like I hear about it more and more. I wonder if there's just if it was more restrictive until recently. Mm. Does anybody know?
Email us.
Let us know.
Yeah. thesunnydiaries@gmail.com.
Yeah. That's all I have to say about Caribbean.
All right. And accents.
Give me your best accent. Oh, I'm putting you on the spot.
I
found out when my husband and I went to France, and I was trying to speak my high school French, you know, to the people. By the end of the trip, I was having so much fun speaking French to these people. But I figured out the key to the successful French accent was when you're talking, you got to add in a lot of how do you say ums, like American ums.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a Jamaican version of that. Can you roll your tongue? Ooh, that's impressive. I can't do that. I took French. Because French is...
Yeah,
I can do that.
Yeah. Donde está el perro?
Wow.
Where's the dog?
Wow.
Yeah.
Où est la bibliothèque?
The software job that I had when I first moved to Florida, they would bring in a lot of programmers from Eastern Europe, Poland and the Ukraine.
Yeah.
And there was one, and my friend, she did this funny impression of him, because instead of like the, he would always just do that, just like that, and he would twist his hand.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Like So I think of him once in a while. I saw him in a Target recently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Accents are funny.
There will be more bad accents in this season, I think.
Oh, I'm excited.
So we could have more discussions about accents.
All right, good.
All right. What's my line? Part two.
Let's get into it.
Well, you get it previously on.
Previously on. And what they decided to feature was Drew's awful sick noise. The Deadly Assassins.
Yep.
Xander and Cordelia breaking into Buffy's house to meet the warm man.
Mm-hmm.
And Kendra.
The Vampire Slayer.
Kendra, isn't Kendra the name of one of Hugh Hefner's girlfriends, Girls Next Door?
Yes.
Yes, okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yep.
Kendra.
Yeah, so Buffy, so it picks up right where the previous one left off.
Yes, where they met.
Yep.
Here's an acting trope that I don't like.
Okay.
They are so out of breath. Mm-hmm. They're like having a conversation, but they're both like, what did you say? But it's like, they're, but tell me what you said.
Yeah. Hey, at least they have breath.
Yeah.
Unlike Angel in season one.
Yeah. So, there's some inconsistencies with that too.
Oh, yeah.
In this episode.
Yeah.
I think he's out of breath at some point where he gets thrown in the sewer.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Fake breath.
Buffy asks Kendra not to go all wiggy.
Don't go all wiggy. And then she says, you know, no Kiko, no Fido.
Exactly what I
so
have
racist.
Written. Yes, exactly so what
racist.
I have written down.
Ugh.
Yep.
Kendra is here to do her duty, to kill the vampires. She... It's so bad.
No,
it's
it
so
is.
Bad. It's so distracting.
It is.
Throughout the episode, it's so distracting.
And I really, again, I know I said it already, but if they just would have not given her an accent, the story would have been just as good.
I don't know whose
good.
Decision that was.
Well, when we meet Bianca Lawson.
We're going to ask her, whose decision was that? And have you ever met them again after this episode and said to them, it was a bad decision?
Then we move into Angel.
Angel in a cage. Angel in a cage, and the sun is rising.
Yeah, I do think he did a
He's suffering.
Good, yeah, he did a good job looking scared.
He did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Credits.
Opening credits.
Yeah.
Yep. Then we are in the library,
mm-hmm.
and we find out Kendra's watcher is named Sam Zabuto.
Yes. To add to the ethnicity is not the right word. To add to the
racism.
I mean, yeah.
Zabuto. And that Kendra has no last name.
Because she's stuck in the 80s.
Like Cher.
Yeah.
Like Madonna. And she doesn't seem to understand the concept of friend. It's like...
Sad.
That's like, sad. Has she been in training in a cave?
I mean, not in a cave, but I think...
I mean, her makeup is on point. She's learning some things.
Yeah, and those pants were, like, not something you just...
Right?
Yeah, like,
yes.
she was pretty stylish.
Yes.
The big hoop earrings.
Yes, and she doesn't know about friends.
Well, I think she doesn't... I don't think she doesn't know about friends, but she wasn't allowed to have friends.
All right. She seems very perplexed by the idea of friend. And then they figure out why there's two Slayers. But Giles says he's flummoxed.
What's the flum?
What's the flum?
So did you, because I know I asked you
What's the flum?
I like
the show.
That may be the episode title.
What's the flum?
So when we finished the last episode, I did ask you, like, you know, what do you think? How could there be two Slayers? Did that cross your mind at all?
I don't think I gave it that much thought, Sean.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
It's, you know, yeah, it's a good loophole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She died.
It made sense. She died. She did die.
Just a little.
Yeah.
And we find out a very dark power is about to rise in Sunnydale.
Oh, can we wait? Can we go back and say when she met Xander? Is that later?
That is later.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So, there's something dark.
Dark. What is very it? Dark powers about to rise in Sunnydale. That was really
That's
bad.
That's really bad. But she does confess that she locked Angel in the cage.
Yes.
And, the sun is coming up.
But here comes Willie.
Here comes Willie. Drags Angel out of the cage into, what is that, like a sewer tunnel?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Well, I remember in another episode you mentioned about all these buildings.
They
with
all have
secret
basements
rooms
or
and basements.
Sewers.
So trap door right to the sewer.
Trap door to the sewer where Spike awaits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we go, to Buffy's house.
That's right, where Cordelia and Xander broke in, and Worm Guy is there. More terrible bug CGI.
Before that, though, I gotta ask you.
Her going through his makeup samples?
And what she asks him?
Does he have anything in the Barry family?
Before even Barry.
Oh.
Do you have anything in Raisin?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a makeup color?
Yes.
Raisin.
Yes, I have a Burt's Bees lip stain that's a Raisin.
Can't they come up with a different name?
What? It's a good name.
I don't know.
No?
Okay. I just can't. I don't know.
It's like a dark brownish reddish.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Okay. I don't like raisins, but I do like that color.
I like raisins in the right things.
What is the right thing for raisins? The trash.
I am a fan of Raisin Bran once in a while.
Raisin Bran?
Yeah. Certain bread with raisins in it.
Disagree.
I mean, I will always choose a chocolate chip cookie over oatmeal raisin, but some oatmeal raisin cookies are okay.
Oatmeal chocolate chip. That's the compromise.
There you go. There you go.
Raisins. Hard pass.
Yeah. Remember the animated California raisins?
I do. Heard it through the grapevine.
And little figurines.
They had a Saturday morning cartoon for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were very popular.
What could the plot have been about those cartoons?
I don't know. I don't think I watched it.
I don't think I did. I've never existed, but yes. I don't think I watched it. All right. So then, big bug monster and worms.
He's horrible. That horrible, like the one crawling across his cheek is like, oh my gosh, that is the worst.
And then one went in his ear.
Yes.
That is like one of my top three fears.
Well, because you had that happen.
Yeah, but that was just a little gnat. But like the idea of something like wriggling,
Like in Star Trek. That's
yes,
Star Trek movie.
Yes. I don't like it. Nope.
Yep.
So they run down to the basement.
Yes.
And then we go off to Willie's place again.
Willie's bar.
Buffy and Kendra. He offers them some modeling.
Yeah.
Strictly high class nude work.
But first, Buffy and Kendra are talking, and Kendra makes some observation, and Buffy says, "That's really good for you, Percepto girl."
Yes.
I thought, well, that's a good one to add to the list. Percepto girl. Yeah. Yes, yes. Do they want to do some nude modeling? Oh Joss.
Yes.
Oh, Joss. These girls are 16 or 17.
I mean, Willie.
Gross.
The actor playing Willie does a very good job of playing.
Being sleazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Being sleazy. Nasty.
Ugh. All right. So then Spike and Drew, and she says, "I was dreaming of Paris.
Not Prague.
You had a branding iron, and there were worms in my baguette."
Yep.
She is quickly passing Xander as my favorite character.
I knew she would. I absolutely
she's
knew.
She's kooky.
I could pick out
I love it.
Each season going from now on.
Melanie's going to like this one.
Oh, absolutely. I do it. I even pointed about it. Because somebody was worried in the Discord server.
Yeah.
Which you could join. There's a link on our webpage, sunnydalediaries.com.
Okay.
Somebody was concerned that you might not like Spike and Drew.
Oh, yeah?
Melanie's going to like Drusilla.
I find myself writing down a lot. My notes are rife with Spike and Drusilla quotes because they are funny.
I love
them. They are
them.
Funny.
I do enjoy the two of them together.
And so we were talking recently about the Comic-Cons that we're going to go to, and Sean just texted me that one of my favorite, not favorite people is going to be at the... Oh, we already talked about him.
Did we?
I think we did. Anyway, what's his name?
John DeLancey.
John DeLancey is going to be at Tampa Bay Comic-Con. And I remember John DeLancey from when I was young, watching Days of Our Lives, where he played Eugene with another wacky character called Calliope, who was the Arlene Sorkin. Mm-hmm. And I love these kooky characters. I do. They're funny. Okay, anyway, so they've got Angel tied up in the corner. And again, it's so funny to me, the camera shots in this show and how it's like they're having their little scene and they just kind of pan over to Angel is just tied up in the corner over there. And they pan back over to Spike and Drusilla. Angel's got like one measly piece of cloth in his mouth that he can't get through.
Right, right.
Like,
and what was the reason for the gag? Like, why couldn't he?
I don't know. Maybe he knows some kind of curse he could throw at them. Are there vampires? Can vampires throw curses?
With the magics.
With the magics, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
And he's like barely tied up. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not even... why is he so weak?
I mean, the sun didn't really
come up on him.
No, I feel they did it to move the plot along.
Okay.
I mean, if it was direct sunlight, then it would be one thing, but I mean...
Yeah.
He was by the sun. Okay. He wasn't in the sun. See, I agree.
Okay, all right. And then we go back to the school, Mm-hmm. We find out Mr. Zabuto and Giles have decided that Kendry and Buffa should work. Buffa.
No, you just said Kendry and Buffa.
I did?
You did.
Kendry and Buffa. Kendra and Buffy should work together, which is very handy because, you know, the whole episode centers around them working together. So it's a good thing that they decided that. Kendra has already read about the Order of Taraka in the writings of Dranius. Did you look that up?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I did search other things.
Volume 6.
Yes.
All right. And we learned that apparently there's this Slayer handbook.
That Buffy has not seen. Because Giles just wrote it off as, oh, you're not going to read it.
So I Googled that, and that's the vampire book, is the handbook.
Ah. Well, I mean, she didn't want it at the beginning, but he could have offered it to her again.
Yeah.
She probably still wouldn't have read it, but still.
Yeah. You don't play by the rules for Buffy. She makes her own rules.
I take back what I said before. The episode title will be Kendry and Buffa Need to Work Together. That was amazing.
Kendry and Buffa, what's the flum? Okay, let's see. Oh, I made a note that there's an awful lot of eye rolling and looking people up and down in this episode.
Really?
Like, a lot. You might have to go back and rewatch it because, man.
Huh.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Like, Buffy looking Kendra. It's mostly between Buffy and Kendra.
Right. Buffy considers, you know, maybe getting, if she got replaced, it wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah.
Then she could have a normal life.
Yeah. And I did notice she's still wearing her sloppy gray outfit.
Yes.
Like, she never changed out of sloppy grays. The sloppy grays indicate that there's, you know, moral conundrum. There's some drama going on in Buffy's head.
Right.
Her outfits reflect it. Oh. That's
very,
what I'm finding.
Very poignant observation.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Sure.
All right. So now we're Xander and Cordelia are stuck in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
They're bickering like a married couple, mm-hmm. leading up to a kiss. I knew it.
I was going to say, did you see it coming?
Yes, of course. Because anytime there's two characters that don't like each other, usually, and they're arguing, they're stepping closer, they're getting up in each other's faces. You know, the juices are flowing. Passions are high.
Right.
Yes, of course I saw that.
Okay. I did like
I wrote, of course, I could write this crap.
I did like the swell of the orchestra when they cast.
Oh,
I thought that was funny.
Funny. Yeah. And then they're like, we so need to get out of here.
Yep. The Reign of Worms.
They removed the tape. So, okay, this is... Okay, I have an issue with this.
Okay.
They put the tape down to block the door.
Right.
Where all the bugs are coming through.
Yep.
First of all, I don't think that would work with all those bugs there. You couldn't get a good seal. But okay, I'll let that go. Suspension of disbelief. What I can't believe is when they remove that tape, there's not bugs all over that tape.
Fair
it's
observation.
It's a line I'm drawing, people.
Okay. Yeah, some would have stuck.
And I'm crossing my arms just now to show Sean that I am serious about this. Anyway.
Can I take a picture of you looking angry to post for later? Because that's just amazing. Okay.
I'm sure that's a great picture. Okay.
I'll let you see it
All
before
right,
I
thank
post
you.
It.
Okay. They run out of the house. Xander has to hose the bugs off of Cordelia.
He did a lot of hosing.
He did. Yep. Even when she was done, he was like, no more.
I mean, he's like a 17-year-old. He just kissed her.
I know.
Has the opportunity.
Now he's got a wet t-shirt contest going on in Buffy's front yard. Oh, man. Okay, so then we're back to the career fair.
Mm-hmm.
And we get some Oz and Willow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Willow's going to finish high school first.
Well, first she goes, hi, your hair is brown. And he says, sometimes.
I also think the more that we get to know Oz, the more you're going to like him.
Yeah.
Just because of his nonchalantness.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Did I just make it one?
I think you just made it one.
Okay.
That's okay.
Just his overall demeanor. I mean, I'm sure it was dyed for...
He's very earnest.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He's not, like, there are no pretenses. He just says what he thinks. Yeah. I did notice, though, the dye marks. He obviously did the dyeing himself, because, man, there's some brown hair dye on his forehead.
Oh, really? I thought like it was done for a role, but maybe they just did
maybe.
It for this episode.
I don't know.
Okay. Huh.
I'll go get a screen grab of that for you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Yeah, I want to see that. Oz has a goal.
E-flat diminished ninth.
Mm-hmm. Did that mean anything to you?
No. I knew he was talking about guitar. Yeah, musical. Yeah. But yeah, other than that, no.
And then still at the career fair. This is bad. So Buffy walks up to the clipboard, writes her name down.
Yes.
The red-haired cop picks up the clipboard, When I call your name, step forward.
Buffy Summers.
They're all standing right in front of her. And why, she didn't need to call her name to figure out she was Buffy because she just wrote it down.
I know. Yes, it was bad. It was bad.
Did you see this coming? Did you know
that the cop was the assassin? No, I didn't see that coming. Okay. I think I went,
oh! Plot twist.
Yeah.
And poor Oz gets shot.
Takes one to the shoulder.
Yeah. And then the cop takes Jonathan hostage. We see Jonathan again.
Yes, that's right. I couldn't remember his name. That's how much of an impact he's made on me.
Well, I mean, he really has not.
He just shows up in like every few scenes. Like,
gets,
oh, there's Jonathan.
Gets beaten up.
Yeah, he's
goes away.
Then Kendra slams through the probably a plate glass window. I wasn't really paying attention. It starts kicking butt. And then the bad guy runs away.
I was going to say, they get away, right?
Yeah, gets away.
Okay. And then Xander meets Kendra.
Okay, and then Xander meets Kendra, and she's very awkward with him. Like, calls him sir. Yeah. She bows her head down. I was like, is she shy? Is she reverent? I wasn't sure what was going on there.
I think it's a combination of shyness and kind of like how she doesn't have friends. She hasn't been around boys.
I guess. Horrible.
I'm with you.
Horrible. What else has this girl been in since then?
A lot of things.
Yeah.
Honestly. Okay. Yeah. She has been in a lot. All right. And I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
Yes. All right. She has been in Save the Last Dance.
Oh.
Scene.
Who did she play in that? Was she like the best friend?
Nikki.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
I know.
She's the sister.
Yes. Okay. I know last episode I mentioned she was in an episode of The Witches of East End.
Oh, yeah. You talked about that.
Let's see. What else? Queen Sugar. Never heard of it, but 84 episodes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Vampire Diaries, six episodes.
Vampires.
Teen Wolf, 12 episodes.
Oh, niche.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah. She's a niche actor.
Pretty Little Liars. I think I heard on that she was playing like a high schooler when she was 30.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. American Horror
Story. Oh, she's the one that you sent me the picture of her that she still looks.
She still looks pretty damn good, yeah.
Yeah. That's right. I did look her up and I saw she was in American Horror Story, but I couldn't remember who she played.
Abby, 2011. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, season one, episode one. I'll have to go back and check that out. Yeah, she's real. She has been in a lot.
Yeah.
And now you know.
All right.
Oh, Dawson's Creek. Stick with the WB.
I didn't watch that.
I watched like the first three episodes and decided it was not for me. Yeah. Xander finds out that Kendra is also a Slayer and says to Buffy, I knew this. I'm the only one thing was an attention getter.
Oh, yes.
And then you would bug people, Xander. What's up with that?
That was pretty funny. He's not a bug. He is made of bugs.
There's a difference. Then we go back to Spike and Drusilla. My note is, Drusilla says some crazy shit about fruit and tortures Angel.
Okay. Oh, I have a lot of notes about this scene.
Okay,
first of all, they find out the keys to her cure is some ritual.
Uh-huh.
So they have to have Angel there because Angel's her sire, right?
Right.
And it's going to take place in the church at the new moon, which just happens to be tonight. The timing is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then Xander says, man, that guy got major neck in his day.
Talking about Angel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he mean like literally as a vampire?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
That's not like some weird sex term that I don't know about?
I don't think so. Okay. No. It may be one, but I don't think in this context.
Okay. And then we go to Drusilla. Okay. And the first thing she says when she's on screen, my mommy ate lemons.
Yes.
Raw.
Yep.
My mommy eats lemons raw, too.
See? It's not that weird.
No. It's a little weird, but yeah. And then she's torturing Angel. My mommy ate lemons raw.
Yeah.
Kooky.
You got to remember, Angel drove her crazy before making her a vampire.
Yes, I suppose so.
So she will continue to say
crazy
random,
things,
weird things.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then she tells Spike that she likes pouring the holy water on him. Why does she have holy water? In a special box, she's got holy water.
For torturing.
It's a show. because she likes pouring it on him because look at the pretty colors. Oh, she's funny. Okay, and so then we flash back to Buffy and the team. They're prepping for, you know, the ritual.
Uh-huh.
They're gonna go figure out what's going on. Anyway, Kendra's showing some vulnerability with Buffy. All Buffy wants is to have some pineapple pizza and a teen movie fest, perhaps something from the Ringwald oeuvre.
I had to look up the word.
You did!
I don't think I've ever heard that word before. Okay. It reminded me, isn't that kind of close to the French spelling of egg?
No, egg is oeuf. O-E-U-F.
Okay, so they both start with O-E-U.
The O-E-U is a weird French thing.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, French people, feel free to make fun of our English, too, because English is a crazy language.
Fair, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. And then Xander finds out that you can only kill the bug man when he is disassembled. I thought that was an interesting... In his disassembled state, I thought that was an interesting
word choice.
And it made me think of Johnny Five. No disassemble.
Oh. Johnny Five.
We say that a lot in our house. No disassemble.
I'm trying to think of a better word. This is when he's in... When he's
in his bug state.
In his bug form.
In his bug form would have been better than in his disassembled state.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Kendra's giving her history to Buffy. And I said, we already kind of talked about this. For someone who was removed from everything except training with her watcher, she's got a keen fashion sense, like Buffy in the movie.
That's right.
And she's got great makeup skills.
Yeah. She does look good. Angel taunting Spike.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
He knows how to push Spike's buttons.
Because if he's dead, then if they kill Angel, then he can't do the ritual. And then Freaking Willie. Bringing the slayers to the vampires.
Yep. I did notice when they were interrogating him at his bar, there was a bottle of Slogin over his shoulder. Yeah. Bringing it back. Full circle. Like Slogin. For the one person that comes in and wants a Slogin fizz, he's got him covered.
You know how old that bottle probably is?
Old. And there's the other bottle was a bottle of tequila that had a spider on it. Which I don't know what brand. I guess they can't have real brands at their bar. But yeah, anyway. Okay, so we're at the church. Willie delivers Buffy to the vampires. And it's time for the ritual. Spike is calling to Eligor.
Which I looked up.
Yeah.
Definitely some like mythological references. Possibly something biblical. But I couldn't find anything good.
I feel like they just scramble up words. They've got like Scrabble tiles. And that's how they come up with some of these names.
They just put their hand in the bag. Yeah. And just...
And they put it, Eligor, yeah. I named the wretched master of decay. And there's some fancy light CGI.
Did he shove the cross through both their hands?
I think so.
Okay.
Because they're mingling their blood.
Right.
And the light pouring through. Yeah, and then you just got to let them there simmer for a little while. Kendra jumps in, again, probably through a plate glass window.
Two slayers, no waiting.
Buffy is taking out Patrice. We find out that's the bad cop. Patrice.
That's not typically a woman's name.
Yeah, right? It is.
Patrice?
Yeah.
Okay. I shouldn't say not to do it. I know one man who's Patrice.
I do too, a comedian. Okay. Patrice O'Neill.
I did not realize it could be a feminine name too.
Yes.
Okay. I learned something.
All right. She takes out Patrice, but she doesn't kill her. She just, like, knocks her out.
Well, I think, she's a human. They typically don't kill humans.
Oh, all right. Even if they're assassins?
I mean, I know
what Patrice is going to wake up and, you know.
She's got a gun.
Yeah.
Probably a billy club.
What would you do?
I really have never thought about committing murder before, so I still don't think I would kill her.
Okay, all right. So the gang comes in. And they figure out what church it is, I guess, and they're in. And Xander takes on Larva Boy, calls him Larva Boy, with liquid adhesive.
Yes. Yeah.
And a lot of stomping.
Yeah, bugs.
That was pretty gross.
It was gross. Vampire tears Kendra's shirt.
Yes. She says, that was me favorite shirt. She's talking like a pirate now. That was me favorite shirt. That was me only shirt. Oh, Kendra. Oh, and then Buffy takes out the incense burner.
That's what it's called.
I think it's called a censer.
Yes, right? That's it, yes.
Oh, my Catholicism is coming back. And I've been lying dormant in my brain just for this. Censer swings around, takes him out into the obviously foam board pipe organ.
Yes, and it collapses on him in Drusilla.
Yes.
And then we're back to the school.
Right? Back in the hallway, Willow and Oz.
Animal crackers.
Animal crackers. And he starts talking about French monkeys that can talk.
He's a monkey. It's the only animal cracker with clothing.
Yeah, I never noticed that.
A hat, little pants. Do you like animal crackers?
I do. Animal crackers, you know, they used to come in the little box.
Yes,
they still sell them in the little box with the string. So when we go grocery shopping, that was like how your mom gets you to not look at all the stuff on the shelves.
Yep.
Give you a buy and then check out and pay for the animal crackers. Yeah, I haven't had animal crackers in a long time.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have to get some.
Yeah, another snack that coming.
Snacks! I mean, you know what I've never had, but I've heard are good, are those the circus animals that come, they're like frosted or like...
With like some of like the nonpareil sprinkles
on
them. I don't think I ever had them either.
Oh man,
the list is growing.
I feel a theme. I love a theme. Okay, Willow says the monkeys, Buffu and what did I call her?
You mix the letters.
Kendry and Buffa. Okay. Okay. So Willow and Oz are talking about the French monkey, and he says, all monkeys are French. Didn't you know that? And I guess that whole exchange was improvised.
Oh, really?
Isn't that cute?
Oh, that is. Oh, I like that even more now. Yeah. I always like that scene, but I like it more.
Xander and Cordelia are bickering more, so you know, I hate you. I hate you, too. And then they make out.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I think I meant to write down kissing, but I was one letter off, and I wrote down kidding. I was like, more Xander Cordy kidding. Kidding? Oh, I meant
they're not kidding.
And then Drusilla Strong. With some really bad CGI behind her.
Oh, man.
The Burdett Church.
And you get to see her in her vampire form.
We haven't seen her.
For the first time. Yeah. She's like full on and she carries Spike out. She's strong now.
Yeah. You know what was not strong?
Tables are turned. Bug guy?
Those special effects.
They are not strong.
I had to rewind. Like, did I just see that?
I'll go back. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Okay, so what I wrote was, okay, so that's pretty much the end, right?
Yeah, that's how it
is. Okay, so here's my question to you about this episode. Kendra was sent to her watcher when she was young.
Correct.
To train. Mm-hmm. So obviously she's a slayer.
Mm-hmm.
Training. They knew she was a slayer, but so... There are other slayers out there, potentially, in training.
You just hit the nail on the head. Potential.
So they're potentials.
Mm-hmm.
They're not actually... They're like, they get activated when...
Wow, it's like you watched the show already.
Right? When the slayer is dead.
Yep.
It's like a sleeper cell.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
You're right.
All right.
I'm impressed.
All right.
Are you sure you haven't seen the show before?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I can write this crap. This is the bottom line.
All right.
I wonder if I was thinking about this today and the ratings I give these episodes. And I wonder if I'm like, I've set the bar too high. Have I set the bar too high? Like I was reading when I was reading the IMDb today on this episode and like some of the user reviews and they're like, you know, this is a really exciting battle scene or, you know, fight scene. I'm like, maybe I just need to lower my expectations a little more.
Well, I am curious to see what you think of the second half of season two.
Okay.
Because I do think it improves a lot. Not that I feel this is bad, but it's not the best, as we've pretty much pointed out this time. I am. I don't think you're being too hard.
Maybe I need to come at it from a sense of innocence that I might have had. I don't know. No, I guess the whole premise is me coming at it from now.
Yeah, well, I think that's
my 53-year-old jaded brain.
And I think that's a big part of it. I mean, you're watching a show that's literally 27 years old to this episode.
All right.
So, no, I mean, be honest.
Okay. All righty.
I mean, even me who loves this show, I mean, I'm laughing right along with you. Like, that
I
accent.
Guess I should have been worried. I should ask, are you coming at it from the right place? Your perception is changing a little, maybe.
Yeah, but that's a good thing.
Okay.
That's how we grow.
It's always good. Yeah, that's true. Be open to new things. Or old things.
So how many steaks would you give this one?
I will give this one 2.5 steaks.
Okay.
And my favorite line was definitely, my mommy ate lemons raw.
3.5 for me.
Oh, wow.
It has to be Oz and the monkey.
With the animal crackers?
Yeah. Especially now knowing it was improvised.
Yeah.
That makes it even better.
All right.
All right. You want to fill them in on the socials?
Talk about social media, shall we?
Lisa.
You can find us pretty much anywhere except for X. And we are the Sunnydale Diaries on Instagram, Threads, Facebook. We have a Discord server. If you're interested in that, you can find a place on our website, thesunnydalediaries.com, to get into the Discord server. You can email us, as we've said, at thesunnydalediaries@gmail.com. Yeah. Yep. I don't know why I have a block about that. What am I missing?
I think you got it all.
If you want to leave us a review on your podcast app of choice, please do that. I have a question for you, Sean.
I have an answer.
Okay. So I was looking at Spotify today.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess on Spotify, I will say I gave us 5 stars.
Thank you.
Okay. It says we have a rating of 4.7 stars.
Oh, it's gone up.
But I don't know how you can have a 0.7 stars because it's only one. You can only rate 1 to 5 stars.
It's an average.
Oh, I guess. Okay.
Wow. Really?
Well, no. In my brain, I was like, can somebody give us like 3.25 stars? No. Okay.
So when we first came out, we got a 5. Then the very next week, I think we got a 1 because our average went down to 3.
Gave us a 1.
You know,
ah,
not everybody loves us.
I don't like the idea of that.
But since then, we keep going up, which I appreciate. So thank you for everybody who's listening and has, you know, given us a rating or review. And if you haven't, maybe you should.
Hey, and also, if you are representative from the marketing team of the Frosted Animal Crackers and would like to sponsor our podcast, feel free to get in touch.
TheSunnydaleDiaries@gmail.com.
Thank you.
All right, so we will be back next time with Season 2, Episode 10.
11.
Season 2, Episode 11.
Shh, it's a good thing I'm here, Sean.
Ted. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.